Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. We have a special show for you today, every Friday. Amen. We have a special guest, Feet of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, will be joining us on the air, where the pastor, the apostle, and prophetess, Tebow, praise God, they're going to be joining us on the air and sharing a power-packed word from the Lord. You don't want to miss it. If you're listening now, amen, please call your friends, email them, text message them the link to our show, which is blogtalkradio.com/My Gospel Soul. You can also call in to the live show at 347-826-9424. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. For the great things that He has done. Before we dive into this awesome broadcast, I definitely want to let you know what's going on in your weather. Today, amen, it's partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles per hour in the morning, becoming east in the afternoon. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, your beautiful weekend starts with partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles per hour in the morning, becoming southeast and increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. And for Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for your beautiful Sunday, glory, partly cloudy, the high is at 91 with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. It's going to drop to a low of 76 that evening, partly cloudy. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So enjoy your weekend. Praise God. Again, to God be the glory for the great things that He has done. You're tuning into My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay. Today is a day dedicated to Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where the pastors, apostles, and prophetess Tebow. Amen. They are joining us on the line. I am going to fade off into the background, praise God, and give it over to this awesome man and woman of God as they share the fruit that God has given them, their spirit. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Tebow
and Prophetess Tebow
with the Bustin' Loose in Faith radio broadcast. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Today we will be ministering to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Prophetess Tebow, read.
Isaiah 1, verse 18 through 20. And the word says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." That's Isaiah 1, verses 18 through 20.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, we just thank Prophetess Tebow for reading the scripture today. Amen. Just before I minister the word of God, I just want to say hello to everyone in radio land. Amen. It's indeed a privilege and a pleasure to be with you through these radio airwaves, just to come forward and just rejoice in the Lord. The word of God says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. Amen. So we're looking forward to having an exciting broadcast today. Just before I minister the word, I just ask, hallelujah, right now for
Apostle, could I just wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers before Sunday, since this will be the only time that they'll hear us. So we just want to wish all fathers happy Father's Day.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, we just thank you, Prophetess Tebow, for that consideration, and I'm just grateful and thankful because I am a father. Amen.
Amen.
And I just say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, those that have gone before us and those that are still alive and well. Amen. I would just encourage each and every child, amen, that has a father, just to out of their busy schedule to take time and to go forth and just honor their fathers on this Father's Day. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, just before we get into the Word of God, we want you to pray, and we just ask you right now, Lord, just to hide us behind the cross of Calvary just for these next few minutes as we minister to your Word to your people. Lord, I just thank you because your Word is already established. It's established in heaven and as well as here on earth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word shall abide forever and ever and ever. And Father, right now, we just get self completely out of the way and let you have your way within our lives this day. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon us right now in the name of Jesus. Touch these lips of clay, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for binding us together in unity, in one heart, one mind, and in one accord, that as we come forth to minister to your people, let the word of God just come forth with clarity and let it fall on good ground. Now, Father God, we take authority over the enemy of our soul, which is the devil. We bind up all principalities and powers of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose forth by the anointing of the Spirit of God for, hallelujah, for strongholds to be broken here this day in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you for preparing our hearts to receive thy word, hallelujah, with gladness, and hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, let the word go forth, hallelujah, go beyond our little finite minds and fall deep down within the crevices of our heart. That, Father God, that there will be a word in season that we can hold on to for this week's journey. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we thank you for the testimony that will come forth from the word that we will share here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Prophetess Tebow, I just feel excitement in the air. Amen. Amen. Because God is still on the throne.
Yes, he is.
He's still in the saving business. He's still in the deliverance business. Amen. He's still in the miracle working business. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory to God. Glory. I would like to come from a theme just for a minute, just for these next few minutes, with entitled "Come Clean Before God." Come clean before God. This is an appeal that is being made at this hour, where the Lord is saying, "Come now rather than later." Amen.
Amen.
He's beckoning us to come now rather than later. If you know that you are in sin, if you know that you are bound up God is saying to you through me this day, hallelujah. He says, let us reason together. Amen. Let us reason. Reason in this sense means to think it out carefully and logically together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God is giving you an appeal, and he says, let us come and reason. Hallelujah. Let us come and reason
together.
Amen. So here God is giving an invitation to you and to me. Amen.
Yes,
and he's
yes.
saying, come, let us reason together. In other words, let's just sit down and talk about it.
Yes.
Let's just come to a place where we can have everything in common. Amen.
Yes.
And he says, let us consider what is being said. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson. Crimson is a deep red, bloody color. They shall be as wool. This bloody stain turned to snowy white is a symbolic of the life-changing grace of God, which deliver us from the guilt and condemnation of sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that good news today? Amen.
Amen.
Of knowing that if we in sin, God is willing to hallelujah, to hear. God is willing
yes.
to come to a place where he's ready to hear us, not just to hear us. He's ready to deliver us from sin.
Yes.
Now, you know, people may say, well, there ain't no such thing as being a born again believer not to sin. Amen. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's a lie from the enemy, and it comes from the pits of hell, because the Bible says, hallelujah. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, so I'm going to retract a little bit. Amen. In the book of Romans, the third chapter, verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody knows about the fall of man from the beginning. God created man. Hallelujah. And he also made woman. Hallelujah. But God gave to man the instruction on how to keep everything in order. Amen. And then through the fall of man, sin into the world. Amen. So everyone that is born on this earth,
yes.
hallelujah, that came from their mother's womb
yes.
was born into sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't no such thing as saying that, well, you know, I used to hear the elderly people say, you know, hallelujah, we all done fall short.
Yes.
Well, falling short means that we all fall short of God's grace and mercy that he have extended through for us is because of sin. Amen. But I stop by just to let you know that we have to understand that sin brings hidden results affecting not only our relationship with God, but also our relationship with others.
Idiot.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right, Prophetess Tebow. What it is?
Hideous. Not hidden.
Hideous results. Amen.
Ugly. Hallelujah. Ugly. Devastating results.
Come on. Come on. Amen. 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 That's right. It does. Amen. So sin in the eyes of God is ugly. It's
ugly.
Nasty. It's no good. Amen. Amen. And only by God's grace and mercy can we be delivered from sin. Amen.
Right.
Praise
right.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I tell you what, it's getting good here. Amen. Amen. Because now I'm bringing you to that place of exposure. Hallelujah. How the enemy sometimes try to keep us bound up and make us feel that we're self-righteous, that we don't need a Savior, that we don't need nobody. Well, I didn't stop by to let you know, hallelujah, today, that without God,
without
hallelujah,
God.
Without God, There is no hope for you.
No,
amen.
No hope.
But with God, hey, hallelujah, everything is possible.
Everything.
Amen.
Amen.
So again, we have to understand what sin is all about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because of the results from sin, it not only affects you as a person, it not only affects you as a person with God, amen, your relationship with God, but it also affects your relationship with others, amen? Because when you're in sin, you're not really you.
That's
just
right.
Think about it a minute, amen? For those that came to the place of really knowing that deep down in our heart, and we recited the sinner's prayer, and we took that step of faith to come out of sin, to be delivered from sin, amen. That now our eyes, our spiritual eyes, is open to know the truth, amen. To know that the real you is inside of you, amen. Hallelujah. But before we were just bound up in sin. We was ignorant to what was going on. But now, thank God that we are not ignorant no more. Amen. Prophet Steve, we are not ignorant anymore. Amen. Because God have shown to us the light. Amen.
Yes.
He done brought us out of darkness and brought us into the light.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we just thank him here today. Amen.
Amen.
Sin, if it's not put in check, hallelujah, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. In the end, it will bring forth death.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It will bring forth spiritual death. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. I mean, there's no other way to say it. But if you're in sin, God is telling me to tell you, come on out of it. Amen. Because sin will bring forth nothing but heartaches, headaches, hallelujah, in your life. But I'm here to tell you that God can turn it around for you.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
it's just a matter of coming to him just the way you are,
just
in the sinful state you're in.
Yes.
Not trying to hide it, not trying to cover it up, not trying to fake it to make it, but coming to him and being real about it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but I stopped by today to let you know that there is a remnant of sin. Sin. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess means to acknowledge, to admit our sin. God, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow, what a blessing, amen. There's power in that verse of scripture right there, amen. That, you know, one thing about God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he will do it. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that he'll honor his, hallelujah, his word above his name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then once we do what is required for us to do, we can obtain benefit. Amen. Amen. And the benefit is, hallelujah, coming back to verse, praise the Lord, coming back to verse 19, it says, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I want you to look at something right here. The word says, hallelujah, in Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Let's look at that word, if. Two-letter word, but it has a whole lot of weight with it. Amen? If, for a moment, hallelujah, a condition on your part, you have to be willing to come clean before God. Not just being willing to come clean before God, and it's a conjunction which means there is a connection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, and to obey. To obey. Obey is, 1 Samuel 15:22 says, to obey is better than sacrifice. Then you shall eat the good of the land. And now this is the good news. Let us just praise the Lord right here. Amen.
Amen.
To know that He is a good God. He is a God that sits high, but He looks low. He is a God that is concerned about you and I. Hallelujah. And the whole world. Amen. We know that Jesus died upon this cross, upon the cross for the sin of man. Hallelujah. He became that ultimate sacrifice, hallelujah, to bridge the gap between God and man. Prophetess Tebow, I tell you, it is a blessing to know that, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ, the Lord of our life, hallelujah, He's Lord of glory and kings of kings. He took upon Himself the sins of the world. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, for every sin, for right now, for later on, and in the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes.
There is no sin that we encounter as human beings that He wasn't tempted in.
Yes.
But the Bible says, hallelujah, that God will make a way out for us.
Yes.
But it's up to us to decide, to make a quality decision,
is
to come out of sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And once we come out of sin, we have to stay out of sin. Amen.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 1, verse 20, it says, but. I want to stop right there for a second. When it says but is a conjunction that connects two thoughts. Amen. First, it says in 19, if you be willing and obedient. Hallelujah. That's the good news. We have to be willing and obedient.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Praise God. Prophetess Tebow, you know, when you be willing and obedient, what can you get from God?
Everything.
Anything,
Amen. The desires of your heart.
Amen.
As long as you follow Him and follow His word, the rules in His word, the guidelines in His word, everything that He has at His disposal is at your disposal.
Amen.
Everything. Not just a little bit. Not just a piece over here or a piece over there, but everything. So when you fall in love with Christ, when He is the love of your life, the head of your life becomes His life. You strive to do what He wants you to do. You are a reflection of Him, a reflection of Christ. You're imitating the example He set forth in His word. And the more like Him you become, the more blessings you will receive from Him. Because like the verse says, if you be willing and obedient, you have to be willing. He's not going to force you to serve Him. He's not going to force you to be like Him. You have to be willing. It's a choice that you make. You consciously make the choice that I don't want to be sinful anymore. I don't want to live in sin. I don't want to be separated from Christ. I want to be with Him, and I want to enjoy all that He has for me. Once you consciously make that effort and you strive daily to live like He wants you to live, to be obedient to His commandments that are in His word, Apostle, that means I got to read His word.
Amen, amen, it sure does.
I got to read His word to get to know about Him.
Yeah.
To get to know Him even.
Yes.
To get to know what He will give to me if I'm obedient to His word.
Amen, 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 amen. Teach us, Providence.
I got to study His word.
Yes.
That's the only way I'm going to know what blessings and what promises He has for me with those conjunctions.
Amen.
If
amen.
I do this,
all
then
right.
God will do this. If I don't do this, then this is what will happen. So I'd much rather be on God's team than the devil's team.
Yeah.
Because in my lifetime, I've learned that doing what Lisa wants to do according to the world is temporary.
All right.
It does not last. It's temporary. So I want a life that's going to be forever, that's going to be a positive. I hope to endure or enjoy that life. So I'm striving every day to live as my God, my Christ, wants me to live. I want to look like him to the world. I want to be that light in this world of darkness so that maybe it'll attract the attention of at least one person that'll come to me and say, I want to look like you. Why do you look different from the rest of us?
All right.
Why do you look different? Why can I see you? Why are you light? Because light expels dark. Light exposes darkness. So no matter where I go, if I'm an imitator of Christ, if I look more
now.
Like him,
yes.
If I confess my sins as I commit them,
yes.
And am restored into the family of Christ, my light's going to shine.
Amen, amen, amen.
That's
amen.
What I strive to do. Confess as I sin immediately, quickly, and then be forgiven by God, but more importantly, forgive myself.
Yes.
Because we're our own worst critics. And it seems like we think it takes more in forgiving ourselves than it takes. You have to forgive yourself. We're the hardest on ourselves. If Christ forgave me, then I need to forgive me. But once we forgive ourselves, that's when we can move forward in Christ.
Yes, yes.
So I implore you, I beg of you, if you are in sin and you know you're doing what's wrong, you know what you're doing is wrong, I compel you, I beg of you to get it right, to confess your sins to Christ, to ask him to come into your life and help you be more like him. Forgive me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Create in me a clean heart.
Yes, a clean heart.
Renew in me a new mind.
Yes.
A right mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can know you like I'm supposed to and be an imitator of Christ.
Amen, 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 amen,
hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen. Well, prophet, Tebow, amen,
thank
amen,
you, Lord.
Is the truth, and the truth will do what?
Set you free.
Amen, amen. So we're here by the, hallelujah, by the anointing of the Spirit of God, and we're just giving you a way out, hallelujah, how to come out of sin and to stay out of sin. Even as born-again believers,
yes.
We sometimes fall short.
Yes.
And when we fall
yes.
short, we have to realize, like Prophet Tebow said, do it immediately, because we have an advocate, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who's interceding for us at
yes.
the right hand of the
yes.
Father in heaven, amen?
Yes.
And just egging us on and pushing us on. Go ahead and push towards righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because God loves righteousness.
Yes.
God wants us to live holy.
Yes.
God is a holy God.
Yes.
God wants our life to be an example of his attributes. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, he desires that we get to that place to where people look upon us and hallelujah, and that it's in a hopeless situation. That they'll be able to see the Jesus in us.
Yes,
that they'll
Lord.
Be able to
thank
see the
you.
God in us.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You,
and you know, people that knew you before and now they see you now. And they're saying, well, look, you know, God can do it for him or her. He can do it for me.
Yes.
So here it is. Just like what Prophet Tebow said, that's going to be the benefit that you can live righteously. Hallelujah. And be an impact upon your family, your friends, your community,
yes.
and even the world.
Yes.
Amen. Praise
yes.
God.
Thank you.
However, praise the Lord.
Mm.
However, if you refuse
yes.
and rebel means to resist or fight against, you shall be devoured, destroyed with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God stands ready to cleanse and forgive all who will turn to him.
Praise God.
The appeal today is for everybody. It's not just for one particular class of people. Amen?
Amen.
God is extending the appeal to everybody. Amen?
Everybody.
Regardless, hallelujah, of who you are.
Yes.
If you're in sin,
yes,
I would encourage you, hallelujah, that this is the way to come out of it.
Yes.
You have to have a made up mind. You have to be persuaded that, hey, I done tried everything else.
Yes.
And I was a failure at everything. But now I'm hearing that there is a remedy for me to come out of what I'm bound in.
Yes.
I'm hearing that there is hope for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's not by accident that you are tuned into this radio broadcast today. Amen.
Amen.
Don't take it lightly. God is speaking to you as well as to everyone else that is hearing what is going on. Come clean.
Yes.
Before God. Hallelujah. You're not coming to impress people, but you're coming to get it right with Him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You have to have your mind. Hallelujah. Have you made up your mind to come clean before God today? If so, this is your time. This is your season. Hallelujah. The time of faking it to make it is over with God. God wants commitment from each one of us. What you have to do at this moment, don't put it off. You have to examine yourself. Come clean before God. Remember, if you don't get it right with God personally, on a personal basis, your sin will expose you on a public basis. Amen? I do not know about you today, but I want to make sure that my life is clean before God.
Yes,
I want to make sure that my life is a reflection of who Jesus is.
Yes,
hallelujah. That's why if I know that I fell short of, hallelujah, of the mark of the high calling of God in my life, I need to humble myself and come before Him and say, Lord, forgive me. I fell short. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to clean me up.
Yes, Lord.
So that you can use me.
Yes, Lord.
Purify my mind. Sanctify my heart. To work all impurities out of my life.
Yes, Lord.
That I may be a vessel set apart for the master's use.
Yes, Lord.
That I may be your mouthpiece.
Yes.
Your hands and feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To be able to stand upon. Hallelujah. Zion. And just blow the trumpet and say, hallelujah. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is beckoning to you.
Yes.
Come to God just the way you are, in the sinful state that you are in,
yes,
tangled up, wrapped up, hallelujah, in sin.
Yes.
God is beckoning to you today. He's making the appeal,
Lord,
hallelujah, Lord, that he's willing and he's able to bring you out.
Yes.
But you have to make up, hallelujah, that decision yourself.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know about you, but today I am joyful, and I am grateful, because, you see, I want to enjoy a little bit of heaven down here. Hallelujah, before I go to heaven, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, saints, let us do what is right in the sight of God.
Yes, Lord.
People's lives, hallelujah, are at stake.
Yes, yes.
We are the vessels that God wants to use at this,
yes,
at this hour.
Yes.
We are the ones, hallelujah, the saints of God that is here in this generation that God wants to use to reach the generation that's coming behind us.
Yes, Lord.
Believe it or not, people is watching your life.
Yes.
Whether you proclaim to be a Christian, a saint of God, hallelujah, Christians, hallelujah, as well, is watching you,
yes,
as well as sinners. Amen?
Yes, yes.
So give them something to be, hallelujah, hopeful for.
Yes.
Give them something that hallelujah, that they know if they get into a state of, hallelujah, where they are feeling bound up, to you and ask you, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, Jesus. Come clean before God. Thank you, Lord. Providence people, I tell you,
God is good.
The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Yes. God
Hallelujah. Is good. The Spirit of the Lord is just beckon people, hallelujah, to come to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have to understand that Jesus Christ is coming back.
Yes.
He's coming back for a church.
Yes.
And the church is not the four walls. The church is the body of believers.
Yes.
The church is the saints of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's
yes.
coming back for a church
yes.
without spot,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, blemish or wrinkle.
Yes.
He's coming back for a people
yes.
that is, hallelujah, that is not getting ready, but that is ready
yes.
to go up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's coming back for, hallelujah, a committed people. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I don't know about you today, but I want to make sure
yes.
that I am in
yes.
right standing
yes.
with God.
Yes.
No matter how long you've been walking with the Lord or you just came to him just last night.
Yes.
What we need to do is examine ourselves
yes.
and see where we are
yes.
with him.
Yes. Yes.
Because time is not like it once was.
Jesus.
You see, time,
Jesus.
We are not promised tomorrow. Because today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, God is good. So I am making this appeal to you. Hallelujah. If you be willing and obedient to the appeal that was brought forth that says, come and let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though, hallelujah, your sins may be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is good. God is good. God is good.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I just feel like praying right now. Amen. Prophetess Thibault, you know, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I just want to pray for the people. Amen.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise
precious Father, we just thank you for your word that
thank
went
you,
that went forth over this radio.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank airwaves.
Thank you.
Over this broadcast. And Lord, I just thank you for hallelujah that it fell on good ground. I just thank you, Lord, that this is something that the people can take into consideration and consider,
yes.
hallelujah, for what have been said.
Yes.
And Lord, we are thankful because each and every one of us had to make a quality decision.
Yes.
Each and every one of us had to come out of sin.
Yes.
And the only way that we are out of it, and hallelujah, is because that's only one way. And the Bible says Jesus is the way,
yes.
the truth, and the life.
Thank you, Lord.
So come to Jesus today,
you,
just the way you are.
God.
Hallelujah. In whatever state that you are in, he's stretching out his hands to you. God is, hallelujah, he has his outstretched arm to you, and he's beckoning to you. Come to him just the way you are, and let him clean you up. Let him bring you out of sin, hallelujah, and let him turn you around. Put your foot on solid ground. Let him turn you to where you're going to be headed in the right direction, amen? To where your life will be, hallelujah, it will be a testimony to other people of knowing where God brought you from.
Lord.
You see, because I wasn't always saved. Prophetess Tibor wasn't always saved, amen? Hallelujah. But God brought us out of the mess that we was in.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
And he cleaned us up, amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Lord.
I'm just excited today, Prophetess Tibor. I'm just excited because I know that God, hallelujah, in this end time that we are living in, hallelujah, God is still extending grace.
Yes.
He's still extending mercy
thank
upon
you.
People's lives.
Thank
and
you.
Hallelujah, the Bible says that man going to be without excuse, amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So this is your hour. This is your time. Hallelujah. The question is, what will you do about it?
Yes.
What decision will you make? Amen.
Amen.
You have two opinions here. Amen. What are you going to, will you serve God? Hallelujah. And come out of the mess that you're in? Or will you stay bound up with the devil? Amen. And die in your sin? Amen. The truth is the truth. We just got to tell it just the for you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father, I just ask you to touch each and every one that's listening to my voice here.
Yes.
This day. And Lord, I ask you right now just to deal with them.
Yes.
And Lord, let them make a quality decision.
Yes.
Hallelujes. On whether to accept Jesus Christ as Lord of their life or to reject him. Hallelujah. The decision is there. We done gave what you gave us to give. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To your people.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord, that we're asking for. Hallelujah, Lord, for fruit to come forth from it. We're thanking you for it now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We are thanking Lord for using this radio broadcast as hallelujah, as a tool to reach out to those within the community, within hallelujah, throughout the world, on a local level as well as an international level. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor from this day forward.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you. This is Apostle Tebow
and Prophetess Tebow
with the Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 266-121, Houston, Texas 77207, with Busting Loose in Faith Radio Broadcast. Staying up, stay prayed up in order to go up when called.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Jackson, amen. We just thank God for you. And we'll just go ahead and turn it over to you. And we just open up the lines to anyone that has a call or a prayer need is in your hand. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We do have a caller on the line, but caller, if you would like to say something, please press 1. If you would like to say something to the man and woman of God on today, I believe that the sermon today was awesome, amen. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though your sins be as wool, hallelujah, glory to God, be as crimson, I'll make them as wool. God is reaching out to us today, praise God. He is a deliverer. Amen. This has been Seed of Faith, Evangelistic Outreach Ministries with Apostle Tebow, Prophetess Tebow, praise God. Amen. Tag teaming in the spirit. Amen. For kingdom building, praise God. And Apostle, I want you one more time to just give us that P.O. box. So in case anyone wants to write, anyone wants to sow a seed into your ministry, praise God, they will know exactly where to send that seed.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Pastor. It's a Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, P.O. Box 266-121, Houston, Texas, 77207. Thank you.
Amen, and Prophetess, I mean, listen, y'all are a powerful tag team, praise God. Busting loose, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love it, praise God. And I look forward, Prophetess and Apostle, I look forward to hearing more, amen, of what God has placed in your spirit. I'm a crusader myself, praise God. And I believe,
amen,
praise God, that God is calling the church into repentance, praise God, amen. It starts at home, amen, in the body of Christ, glory to God. And I believe, amen, when we walk in repentance and then we bind together, amen, in kingdom building, that we can strike a mighty blow, amen, to that fake kingdom of the devil, that fake imitated kingdom of the devil. I believe, praise God, that if we all repent, hallelujah, glory to God, humble ourselves, amen, and come into a place where we say, Lord, we are nothing without you. You made us to do your work. Hallelujah. Pour into us your power. Pour into us your anointing. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. We can strike a blow to the kingdom of the enemy, praise God. Amen. I've been teaching Apostle on the prayer watches, praise God. 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 12 o'clock a.m., praise God. Being in prayer watch, amen, glory to God, coming against the assignment of the enemy, praise God, building up a spiritual fortress, praise God, that the devil cannot break down, but we have to bind together, praise God, amen, and unite in love, listen and edifying one another, praise God. I thank you, amen.
Hallelujah.
The message today just fueled my spirit, praise God. I am excited about what God is going to do through your Friday broadcast, praise God. We're going to do more to push this show out there and let everyone know, amen, glory to God, to tune in, because deliverance is available for us all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not excluded. Leaders, there are some things, praise God, that we need to be delivered from, praise God. It's been things, amen, that I have been seeing that has weighed heavily on my heart. I've been seeing in the media and things that we have been saying over the pulpit, just saying any and everything. And God is calling us to repentance before, just like you prophesied, before that open exposure comes. God is getting ready, amen, glory to God, to come down, amen, with a mighty blow to his people. He is about to discipline us, amen, in a manner that is open, praise God. But he's given us an opportunity to repent, glory to God, before, amen, we are revealed openly and brought to an open shame. So it's time, amen, in these times. Glory to God. And I just speak miracles and blessings over seed of faith, praise God. I know that God, amen, has much, much in store for you guys, praise God. I look forward to also a video broadcast, praise God, with you guys, and I'll be talking with you about that as well, trying to get y'all set up for a video, for the video video broadcast, and push your ministry on out there, praise God, because we're in the last days, and we've gotten so lax and comfortable and compromising with this world. God doesn't. Apostle, I was saying in a broadcast earlier this morning, me and my husband did it, and I was saying, you know, we have gotten to a place where we have compromised so much that now the devil has caused us to deceive ourselves. We're walking around my God, believe that we are right, believe and have taken on the world standard, and God has called us to a higher standard, praise God. He has called us
Amen.
My God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I'm excited, praise God, about what he is doing, praise God. He is calling us, he's calling us back, amen. And the reason I say he's calling us back, because we, as a body, we're one body. We have many members, but we're one body. And the body is being called back to worship. We're being called back, amen, glory to God, to kingdom building. The only commandment that he gave us, glory to God, amen, for this day and this hour is to go ye therefore, amen. He gave us a command to go to evangelize, praise God, to evangelize and win souls to the kingdom.
Yeah.
And I want y'all to continue to be praying for me. I mean, I'm at a place, amen, in my spirit, praise God. And I want to see more people come to Christ. I want to see the backslider return to Christ. I want to see, amen, pastors that have sat down and retired and walked away. I want to see them rejuvenated and standing back up and opening up their mouths as the trumpet of Zion and drawing people back in to Jesus Christ. I want to see it, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, and I believe that it will come to pass. Apostle, I have nothing else to say. Hallelujah. We have 10 more minutes left in the broadcast. Amen. I've shared my little bit. Amen. And I just, I'm going to give it to you and Prophetess for the closing remarks.
Amen. 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 Well, Pastor Jackson, we just speak into your life and into your family's life. The blessings of the Lord to overshadow and overtake y'all. Whatever your heart desire is, that desire, we just asking God that God would just grant it to you, amen. Because you know we are of like minded, of like faith, amen, and we believe in God for the same, that people would just stand up and be accounted for the righteousness sake, amen? Because God is truly, he has truly extended grace and mercy upon us.
Yeah.
And our heart really goes out to our people, amen? Hallelujah. We have, like you said, we've been got so complacent that we just accepting anything that comes through the doors of the church. But I'm here to tell you, amen, that God wants us to be committed to his word, to be committed to his standards, amen, to be committed to him. And sometimes, you know, we're gonna just have to maybe just stand by ourselves, amen. But we gotta gotta go against the grain, hallelujah, to bring forth a difference. And as long as it's lining up with what God wants us to do, amen. I'll tell anybody in a minute, I'm gonna obey God, amen, rather than obey man, because I know where God has brought me from. I know that I once was a sinner, hallelujah, that was tangled up in sin. And I know that God is by God's grace and mercy. You listening to a man that died 3 times on the operation table, amen? Hallelujah, right there at the VA hospital in Houston, Texas. And God seen fit that it was only because by the hands of God that he raised me up for such a time as this. And my favorite saying is, at my house, that me and my house shall serve the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do at your house, but I know at my house, that me and my house shall serve the Lord for the rest of the days of our life. And I made a vow to God after he raised me up from that bed of affliction. I said, Lord, as long as I got breath in this body, I will serve you. I will preach for you until you take me to glory. And that should be our testimony as a believer. Ain't no such thing as retiring for God. Ain't no such thing as giving up on God. Woman, don't give up on God. Man, don't give up on God. Get beyond the church hurt. Get beyond the hallelujah people talking about you. And just reach out and become an impact. Hallelujah, for the glory of God. Hallelujah, it's not by accident that God chose you and he chose me. He chose us because we are, hallelujah, he knew that we are capable with his help, hallelujah, to endure all the way to the end. See, the Bible says he that endureth all the way to the end shall be saved.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen. I don't apologize for the Holy Ghost, Pastor. I don't apologize. Because when the Holy Ghost get on me, hallelujah, I'm going to tell it just like it is. Because we got promise tomorrow. People need to know the truth. People need to wake up. I'm talking to the body of Christ as well. We need to wake up. The church is like a sleeping giant at this hour. But God wants us to wake up. Hallelujah. Stand up and be accounted for him. He wants us to blow the trumpet of Zion like we never blew it before. Hallelujah. Yes. So that the harvest, the end time harvest of souls can come in. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I'm trying to close. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah. As long as I have an opportunity, hallelujah, to lift up the name of Jesus, that's what my heart desire is. Amen. And people of God and all those that are listening on this radio station or broadcast station, amen, we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, amen, amen. I want you to know that we love y'all with the love of the Lord, my wife as well as myself, amen, as well as Pastor Jackson and her staff. And we just thank God for this opportunity, because we know that it's only by the grace of God that we are who we are. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I just hope that all of you have heard the urgency in Apostle Tebow's voice. It is an urgency that you get right with God. It's an urgency that you confess your sins and turn to him. There is an urgency. You need to see it as an emergency that can't wait be handled. You've got to handle it now. You've got to turn from your wicked ways. Seek his face, because 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then will I heal the nation. So we have to humble ourselves. We have to pray. We have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to seek God's face before he'll ever do anything for this nation. So do your part. Humble yourself and pray. Turn from your wicked ways. Seek God's face so he can heal our nation. I love you, Lord. I thank you for your blessings. God bless you. This is my prayer, and I hope you feel this urgency also.
Remember, you don't have no problems. You don't have no trouble. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless. Amen. Now remember, without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible.